Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For good over evil, for sharing meals, for celebrating no firecrackers tonight.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No, I'm serious. I was thinking about that, you know.
No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, Husker do's, Husker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers. With or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Doug knows. Look, here's the deal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I was trying to impress a person on a date.
What's your
lying?
My whole life is a lie.
I was literally trying. Okay. I'm not even a scientist by background. You know
what
that I came from a consulting firm that does business.
Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
This is the people's house, for real. Jill and I are very temporary residents.
Get out! Get out of this house!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Try to imagine for a moment what would happen, would have happened, if Donald Trump had been president of the United States. And in the days after an ethnic community had suffered two mass shootings, close to 20 people dead, and he had this group of other representatives of the group to the White House, and then said, "We'll have no firecrackers tonight," and then sort of giggled and smirked. Just think about what would have happened. It would have been
for good over evil, for sharing meals, for celebrating no firecrackers tonight. No, I'm serious. I was thinking about that, you know.
Okay, they chuckled, but they were being polite. He was talking to some Chinese Asian Pacific Islander groups, and again, there have been these terrible shootings, and he misnamed the mayor, misidentified the city that one of the people there was the mayor of. But I mean, it's just a tasteless thing to say, and Donald Trump would have been excoriated for it. But Brandon, you know, it's just water off. They don't. It's just Uncle Joe. Not a joke. You said that 9 times. I pulled the White House transcript today, and I counted them. 9 times he said, not a joke. And by the way, Taylor let me down significantly yesterday. He only pulled 2 cuts of him calling the congressman, Don Breyer, Doug. He only pulled 2 cuts. There were actually 5. 5 cuts.
So sorry that the other 34 cuts weren't sufficient.
I'm kidding, Taylor. I'm kidding. You know what I say. Nobody can get everything. You know, it's like the best hockey goalie in the world, you know. Let's a bunch go in. Ted Williams, he got 4 hits every 10 times he came to bat, and he's, you know, no one's ever done it since then. Anyway, what I wanted to start with is the Paul Pelosi body cam video and the 911 call were released today, and it's very interesting. But you know what my takeaway is? Ultimately, this is what happens when you open up the country to illegal aliens. Millions, tens of millions of illegal aliens, and you just treat them with more deference and let them get away with more than an American citizen would be allowed to get away with. This is what's going to happen. This guy, David DePape, is a... you remember they were calling him a MAGA man? And, you know, this was the fruit of a right-wing, alt-right, deplorable hate speech. This guy is an illegal alien from Canada. He's been here for a long time. He has a criminal record. He's never had a real job. He's uh, he he uh, he consorted. I don't know if he married her or not, but he had kids with a woman who's now doing time in a female penitentiary in California for stalking a 15-year-old boy. He's a bum, and he's an illegal alien, and he should have been not in the country. The thing about this one is, because he attacked a prominent Democrat or a spouse of a prominent Democrat, we are getting to see what it's like, what millions of Americans have to deal with illegal aliens, whether they're just crossing the border, selling fentanyl, just hanging out, living homeless in the streets, going to schools and demanding English as a second language, demanding free health care, demanding translators when they commit crimes. This is what it's all about. There are 20, 30 million of these guys, David DePapes, in the country.
You saw what happened to Paul Pelosi in the effort to get to Nancy? Well, guess what? What do they call these guys? What does Trump and all his Trumpies call it?
Illegals.
No, he said they're patriots.
He's a Canadian. How could he's not an American citizen. How could he be a patriot? And by the way, I don't think he's a patriot for anything. He's a deranged, illegal alien, drug addict. Transient. He lived in a bus. And in the old days, this guy would have been picked up and thrown out of the country. Or he would have been imprisoned. And at the end of his imprisonment, he would have been deported to Canada. Just like all of these millions of illegal alien criminals should be deported to whatever third world hellhole. I don't include Canada as a third world hellhole. It's a first world hellhole with Trudeau as the prime minister. But there was no reason for this to happen. And this is, you know, everybody always said this, these illegal alien crimes, and you know, not just the murders, but the drunk drivings, the careless drivings, the people being Americans being passed over on public housing lists for illegal aliens, all this stuff would cease when the political elite began to be affected. But they've never been affected. And I don't think this is going to stop it now anyway, because there's too many advantages to importing an underclass, a criminal underclass, into the United States of America. But, you know, it's not only going to be people like us that suffer. Eventually, and it's now happened, the Pelosis are going to suffer from the crime from these illegal aliens.
I've been on the phone with Nancy. Arranged for her to be able to get from Washington out to see her husband, Bobby. That's where she's in the plane now. Heading out.
Her husband, Bobby. He doesn't. Is Bobby related to Doug? Or the mayor of, what do you call it, Monterey Park? And it's Monterey Bay or vice versa. I don't know, but I'm not the president. I don't have it on a cue card in front of me on a teleprompter. 844-500-4242. What do you think? I mean, what's the takeaway here? And there are a number of takeaways, and we're going to talk about the 911 call. I have a lot of sympathy for the person who was taking the call. It's not an easy job being a 911 operator. It's just not. I mean, they don't have a long waiting list of people who want to be 911 operators. It used to be a good way to become a police officer, but guess what? Who wants to be a police officer now? They're having a tough time in the big cities recruiting police officers. It's Brandon. You know, thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Incidentally, one of the people last night, that he saluted at this Lunar New Year, it's Chinese New Year, was the person who actually took down the gunman in L.A. Last weekend, and his name is Brandon. And he didn't mispronounce Brandon's name. He knows Brandon's name, even in his dementia, he knows Brandon's name. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, Howie, I saw the mighty surveillance video of the Pelosi villa there, and also the so-called body cam.
Yes.
Well, I hate to break it to anybody. Look real closely at the first one. Guy's got white shorts, a very light-colored shorts. I understand it's a black and white. He's wearing gray shorts inside the house. The sweatshirt doesn't even appear to be the same.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it that closely, Nick. I'm going to look at it more closely tonight. I just watched it a few times to see what happened. In the basics. I was more interested in the 911 call to see what Pelosi was going to say, and it was pretty much the description that we've heard earlier. I mean, it wasn't as far off as I suspected it might be. 844-500-4242. Before I left for work this morning, I took out two of those beautiful Omaha Steaks hamburgers. I'm going to have them for dinner tomorrow night, me and the mailroom manager. They are so great. They call it Omaha Steaks, but they have so many other great products other than the steaks. They have the hamburgers, which are juicy beyond belief. The best hot dogs I've ever had. I'm going to have a couple of baked potatoes. I took them out as well. Two baked potatoes. They're all reconstituted and put back in. Put them in the oven. The caramelized tarts, and plus they've got the salmon and really good chicken. It's just a great way to go, Omaha Steaks, and you can save so much money, and you save the hassle of having to go to the market, and you can get, if you've got a special kind of steak you like that's hard to get and you don't want to wait in line at the butcher to pick it up, or you can't get it at all at your local supermarket, you just order it from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks, the very best. Kick off 2023 with more flavor and more savings. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up on all your favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save up to 55% on select Omaha Steaks customer favorites. Buy more and save more when you stock up on these mouthwatering items. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from perfectly aged tender steaks to those juicy burgers I'm going to be having for dinner this weekend, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals. Every bite is guaranteed perfect. Visit omahasteaks.com today and enter code Howie at checkout to get $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, it's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code Howie at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Breaking news. Ronna McDaniel has been reelected as the chairman of the Republican National Committee. She said she had it in the bag, and apparently she did. She defeated Harmeet Dhillon, and Mike Lindell, I guess, was also in the running. And so the Massachusetts State Committee will be following suit on Tuesday night in Marlboro. They'll have the election whether or not Jim Jones Lyons will be returned for another term to finish off the destruction of the party. Jim Jones Lyons got some bad news today. Good news for those of us who would like new leadership. Lindsay Valenzuela, that's the woman from Wales out in the central western part of the state. That he had hired a private detective to prove she didn't live in the state, had thrown her off the committee, with even though he had no authority to do so, because that's the way he operates. A judge today enjoined Jim Jones Lyons and the rest of the Kool-Aid cult to let her vote. And Lindsay Valenzuela has been restored to the... She was never off. He tried to throw her off the Massachusetts State Republican Committee. She'll be with us at 5:20 tonight to discuss it. This is a blow to Jim Jones Lions. 844-500-4242. You know, I want the poll question to be about the 911 call, and you know, by now most people have heard it, and you know that the you know Paul Pelosi is. He's trying to get the attention of the 911 operator, but you know it's 2:30 in the morning, and you know how many calls they take in the course of a day or the third shift, the overnight shift especially. When, let's face it, if you're up at 2:30 in the morning, you know chances are, you know what you are. So Yeah, exactly. Why don't you play a couple of cuts, Taylor, before we do the poll question? Let's see here. Cut one.
This is San Francisco Police. Do you need help?
Oh, well, there's a gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back. Nancy Pelosi.
2:23.
He's just waiting for her to come back because she's not going to be here for a day, so I guess we'll have to wait.
Cut two.
Okay, do you need police, fire, or medical for anything?
8 seconds. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Cut three.
Is the Capitol Police around?
2:20.
No, this is San Francisco.
They take my wife. They're usually here at the house protecting my wife.
No, this is San Francisco Police.
Friday, October.
I understand.
She's not picking up what he's putting down.
I know. But, you know, she doesn't know. I mean, again, what percentage of the people that are calling at 2:30 in the morning to a major city, and San Francisco is even more bleeped up than most major cities, know what they're talking about? Cut four.
Okay, well,
0, 24, 18 seconds.
He thinks everything's good. I've got a problem, but he thinks everything's good.
Okay, so that's enough. We'll give you the poll question. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, did the San Francisco 911 operator adequately handle Paul Pelosi's call? Yes, no, or okay, but could have done better?
I'm going to say yes.
42% say she adequately handled the call.
Yeah. And how many say she didn't?
27%. 32% said she could have done better.
How could she have done better, Taylor?
Just kind of doing her job by sending the police when she realized that there was another person giving the instructions in the background on what to say.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, you don't know the mental condition.
That's why you send the police.
I think the police...
1,000% could have done better. If that were me on the other line, I would be like, are you joking me? He's clearly being held hostage or something. If she didn't send anyone till the end of that phone call, that is incompetence.
How many calls do you think this dispatcher takes?
That doesn't matter. I mean, you got to treat every call as an individual call. That's part of your training. You can't loop in an average.
I don't know. If he'd have said help, do we know if she's been disciplined?
Isn't dialing 911 literally a call for help?
Taylor, you know, your kids aren't old enough yet, but I had one of my kids dial 911 once.
I dialed 911 as well, and they came by. So that goes against your point. You dial 911, the cops come by. Even if it's an accident,
I would assume that San Francisco is very much understaffed, like every other large city when it comes to the police, and so they can't just be sending out crews cars on an ambiguous note. All right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Apparently, the vote wasn't even that close in California for RNC chairman. It was a secret ballot vote, 111 for Ronna McDaniel to 51 for Harmy Dillon. You know, when did these jobs become lifetime jobs? By the way, can we have some term limits for the chairman of the national committee and the state committee both? Yeah, I don't understand this. Why I don't remember it being a lifetime job in the past. People running for re-election. I thought you did it as like a public service. I mean, I know Jim Jones Lyons. He wants to keep getting that $98,000 or whatever it is a year. But I didn't know Ronna McDaniel was hurting for dough.
Howie, do you think that the people, and I'm not really sure how it works, but do you think the people who are voting for Ronna McDaniel maybe enjoy the RNC the way it is now and all these fancy retreats? And
you know, Grace, as far as I'm concerned, nothing beats winning. You know, it's nice to have a nice tie clasp that's, you know, worth $3,000 or a jacket with your a $500 down jacket with your name and inscribed on it. But I'd rather win, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but then I just don't understand it. From that perspective, I don't understand what they're doing. If they'd rather win, then why are they voting for her?
I don't get it. I don't,
and I really liked Harmeet. I thought she did a good job on your show. I've seen her on Tucker. I thought she was good.
I think she's pretty smart, too. And again, the Republican Party in California has won back most of those seats that they lost in the early mail-in voting in Southern California.
And she laid out how she did it. She laid out how she did it on your show. And it was very easy to comprehend.
Right. And I just get the feeling that, Ronna McDaniel's one of these people. We've got to get out and vote on Election Day. Come on.
No, we got to
start. You can't, as the guy from Wisconsin, the Republican chairman in Wisconsin said, we can't keep going into Election Day with a deficit of 100,000, 200,000 votes because they're gaming the new system with mail-in ballots and we're not.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and if one team changes the rules and the other team is still playing by the rules of integrity and by the rules of 10 years ago, then you're going to get beat. You're the team of the suckers and you're not going to be able to compete. So you're right. Like, you might not like it, but it is what it is. You have to kind of adjust and adapt.
Right. If they're going to let you throw a forward pass in a football game, you better get some wide receivers.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Evolve. All right, Howie. So this is a little bit of news for you. Caroline Ellison and Sam Bankman-Fried's mom, who you know as the Stanford professor, are not...
And three Harvard law degrees. Don't forget that.
Three Harvard law degrees. That's three more than
I have.
No,
Harvard degrees. Harvard, Harvard Masters, and Harvard Law.
Well, she's not cooperating with the probe, according to FTX lawyers. This is from the New York Post.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, the weird part about this for me is not the mom, Howie, because remember when we were talking about SBF when he was still in the Bahamas and the mom was like rolling her eyes when they call him a fugitive, and she was, she didn't come off like she was being very cooperative in the courtroom. But what surprises me about this is Caroline Ellison, because I had heard...
She pleaded guilty.
Yeah, that she was...
She's awaiting sentencing. The whole point of pleading guilty is the prosecutors can say, Your Honor, we're going to go for the minimum under the federal sentencing guidelines because she's been a very cooperative witness and has given us a lot of aid. Getting the kingpin of this racketeering enterprise.
Yeah, it says SBF's mother and his former on-again, off-again girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, are refusing to cooperate with the investigation into the collapse of the failed cryptocurrency exchange.
That doesn't make sense.
I know, it doesn't. And I just saw this today.
I mean, I don't know about mom, but I'm talking about Caroline Ellison.
Yeah, I'm more curious about the parents. I want to know their involvement in all of this, if there is any involvement whatsoever. I would like to know.
I remember the immortal words of Jerry Angiulo, mafia boss of Boston. He was talking to his son, Jason. He said, We've had guys go to jail for their sons. We'll have none of that here. That's Jerry. I couldn't have put it better myself.
All right. So in other news, in other big news today, the National Archives is asking past presidents and vice presidents to check around for mishandled classified documents.
Especially if you've got a yard sale planned or a garage sale this weekend, before you start putting the boxes out, go through them just very, even if it's just casually.
Howie, this reminds me of like if you go to a dinner party and you leave a pair of gloves there and you call them up and you say, hey, can you guys just do a quick double check? Just see if, you know, look under the couch. Did I leave them somewhere? This is now, when it was Trump, it was send in the FBI, break open a safe, go through Melania's clothes. And now that it's clear that this happens more frequently than we thought, it's the honor system. Can you guys just look through your boxes and let us know if you see anything?
Well, did you see that the senators yesterday, there's a Senate committee that is demanded that the deep state, it's the Intelligence Committee. They've demanded that the deep state hand over all the documents so they could see what was taken out of both Biden's and Trump's houses. And the deep state just told them to pound sand. And they have a quote here from Mark Warner saying, "This will not stand." Senator Warner, if I had my guess, I would say it will stand.
Yeah,
you know,
we can't.
I find that ironic, though, that now the Democrats are being stonewalled by the deep state and they're angry. They only thought that it would, you know, that they were after Republicans.
Well, yeah. And you know what it reminds me of? And I think this is one of the funniest things going is this whole thing about kicking off Swalwell, Schiff and Ilhan Omar from their respective House committees. And people are complaining, like Democrats in the media are complaining and saying, well, they say, you know, Kevin McCarthy keeps alluding to this briefing he got about Eric Swalwell, but he doesn't tell us what it is. Oh, kind of like Adam Schiff kept alluding to all of this information he had on Donald Trump and couldn't cough any of it up after 4 years. It's a very similar situation.
Right.
But sources and methods is okay as long as you're protecting Democrats.
Right. Ron Wyden, Democrat, Oregon. The committee should have access to these materials. Really?
Well, this actually...
So, Comer and Jordan are asking for all kinds of materials on the Biden administration. And again, they're getting stonewalled.
Yep.
I don't see any Democrat outrage about that, do you?
No, you're right, Howie. And that's actually my next story. This is from Breitbart. The Treasury Department on Wednesday denied the House Oversight Committee's request to disclose 150 suspicious reports flagged by U.S. banks concerning Biden family business transactions, causing the committee's chairman to threaten a subpoena. Now, anybody with a bank account knows, especially if you've got, you know, a decent chunk of change in one, you're getting flagged all the time. Like if you go to buy something, if, you know, money gets moved around, the bank calls you. The fact that there's 150 suspicious reports flagged by the U.S. banks concerning the Biden family business, and we can't find out what these are. And even, Howie, when you go to the laptop and you talk about the wire transfers, why don't we know any of this yet? Like, why is this taking so long? It seems like it'd be a pretty quick thing to figure out.
Why did the FBI, I keep coming back to this like a broken record, but why did the FBI, which got the Hunter Biden laptop in December of 2019, in October of 2020, 10 months later, allow these so-called intelligence community officials to say that it was Russian disinformation when they knew very well it wasn't Russian disinformation? Nothing is on the level with the deep state, especially when it comes to law enforcement.
And especially right now. In another story from the New York Post, almost 25% of millennials' parents cover their rent. I thought that was a pretty staggering number. More than
thank God I'm in the 75%.
More than three.
And I don't ever plan to get into the 25% range.
No, you can't go back. Once you're out of it, I don't think you can go back. More than 3 in 10 adults admit that they still have at least one bill on their parents' tab, according to a new poll of 2,000 Americans. The top.
Well, I think we got the. I think we're still paying for the phone bills of one or two of them.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are still on the phone
but
bills, too.
But that's kind of like it's almost too much trouble to take them off. And, you know, it's a group plan and all that.
Well, sometimes, Howie, taking your kids off of it and having them go on their own, they're going to pay a lot more than they would. So you're almost better off just having them Venmo you for whatever the whatever their charge is. The top three expenses still paid by parents are rent, groceries, and utilities. In fact, almost one quarter of millennials polled say their parents cover their rent.
I'm going to pat myself on the back here.
Jeez, it is kind of like, at what point? Millennials, Howie, and we're not talking Gen Z. These are millennials. These are 30-year-olds.
Yeah, I know.
Another 31% are trying to save money and saying it's cheaper to stay on their parents' plan.
You know, this is BS. This has always been BS. Oh, I'm saving money to buy a house. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Well,
here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
Yeah, these parents are not the kind of landlords that Joe Biden was charging 50. Well, I guess the 50K was for other things, but you can charge something if the kids are living there. Have them pick up the grocery bill or something like that, or take you out to a restaurant once a month. They shouldn't be there on the arm eating all your food.
No, definitely not.
Howie, that's it for me, and I just wanted to give everybody the heads up. I announced this earlier on my show, but I am expecting, I'm having a baby in June. And I just wanted to let everybody know that you will be in good hands. We have a ton of talent coming in to fill in for me. Caroline Levitt, Toby Leary, Jessica Machado. So many people who are going to cover while I'm off. And the Howie Carr Radio Network has this down pat, so you will all be set and ready to go in the summertime.
Congratulations, Grace.
Thank
on
you
your
very much,
blessed
sir.
Event that,
thank
is,
you.
That is impending.
I'm very excited. Thank you very much.
And tell the child right now that you will not be picking up the tab.
18 and you're done. I will, Howie. I'll send that message.
Okay. Okay. Congratulations, Grace.
Thank you.
Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. Get HelloFresh and save dough. HelloFresh is cheaper than groceries and 25% less expensive than takeout. Eating well in the new year is easy and exciting with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from. When it's time for the big game, host like a pro with a winning assortment of snacks, apps, mains, and more available for a limited time at HelloFresh Market.
That's where it like really comes in handy, the apps and everything that they offer for sides. I mean, how many parties are you going to be invited to where it's just going to be pizza and wings? I mean, that's good,
boring.
But it's boring.
Guacamole, it's
staples,
even chips.
Yeah, chips and
okay.
dip.
Yeah.
But HelloFresh has a wide assortment of stuff that you can get in plenty of time for the big game. So you can entertain all of your friends.
HelloFresh frees up times with pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes all delivered right to your doors. The newest member of the Howie Carr Radio Network is Emma Foley. You can read her column today on the Mass GOP Zoom forum. And we got a box delivered to our Boston studios, and she just emailed me. I took home the meatloaf with creamy sauce recipe last week, and it was delicious. My cooking skills are fairly limited, so the ease of this dish inspired me to explore more flavor depth in future dinners. The kit fed my roommates and me heartily, and I had leftovers. That's the way it is. I mean, whatever you make, unless you have a huge family, you're going to have leftovers for the next lunch or dinner the next day. It's a great way to avoid the rush and the crappy weather going out in, and you get new meals, different taste treats and options. Sign up today for 22 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie22 at HelloFresh.com/Howie22. That's code Howie22 at HelloFresh.com/Howie22. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Congratulations are pouring in on the text line for Grace, who's announced that she's expecting her first child right around the time of her own birthday at the end of May, beginning of June. That's my one of my daughters is expecting her second child at that same time. So Bruce from the Mets says congrats, and a 203 says congrats. Then we have someone says my daughter and Grace may be in a photo finish next summer, 508. So, and again, we have good people who are going to be filling in for Grace. She'll be taking a couple of months off when it happens, but she'll be around for a while still, as she prepares for the big day. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Let's play a little bit more of the Pelosi calls. This is Paul Pelosi. He's talking to the woman. And you know, people are saying, well, she should have done more. She sent it. She did send a car, right? I mean, how much more could she have done? And she knows the guy, whoever he is, and whatever their relationship is. And again, I still don't know what their relationship was. But whatever it is, she doesn't want to give anything away, and Pelosi himself doesn't want to give anything away. So what's she supposed to do? I don't think there's any playbook you can go by in these situations. Every situation is unique. And I think she handled it pretty well, as well as possible. Cut five.
Okay. Call us back if you change your mind.
No. This gentleman just came into the house, and he wants to wait here for my wife to come home. And so, anyway, he's on the phone.
Do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is. He's telling me not to do anything.
You know, it's also at San Francisco, you know. I mean, I think you probably have a larger percentage of people on drugs than you do in most. I know it's high everywhere, but it's probably higher still in San Francisco. And he seems to be pretty relaxed. The bars have just closed. You don't know what's going on. And you're not, and you have to be non-judgmental. You have to be non-judgmental everywhere, but especially in the city by the bay.
But right? She was just about to hang up on him there.
She was, because he was being fairly vague, wasn't he?
But there are things in place, like I explained this on Grace's show. There's code for different situations, like in domestic abuse situations. If somebody calls in to 911, and this is pretty widely known, and says, yes, I'd like to order a pizza, they know that this is a domestic abuse situation and they need to handle this call with a great deal of care and fragility. He tried to explain as best he could while there, but as soon as you hear, as a dispatcher, I would think, as soon as you hear somebody else in the background dictating what the situation should look like, that's a big red flag. And she was about to hang up after that happened.
I used to sit in the Herald newsroom, Taylor, and this before email, and I would just sit there and I would take tips. I called it Howie's Hack Hotline, you know? And I could generally tell if somebody was just calling me up with nothing on their minds, or whether they were drunk. It didn't take that long. And then I would just get rid of them. And I mean, that's like a microcosm of what these dispatchers go through on a nightly or daily basis.
Well, I understand it's a high volume, high stress situation. But again, I think these dispatchers are trained, or at least they're supposed to be trained, to handle every call on an individual level and not factor in any averages.
Right. I understand. I don't know what more she could have done. I mean, the cops arrived and they got the situation under control, whatever the situation was. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.